Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Meir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Sunday, the 21st of February. Starting off with Avacta, where we had a decent gap during the week. Gap through resistance tends to be pretty strong in terms of being an ongoing bull situation. So that's what we've got here. The gap in question through £1.58. So I suppose that's the ultimate level here. We've got the floor of this rising trend channel from the middle of last month. That's running through 168, which is actually nearer to the top of the gap that we have left there at £1.66. But the view here is that at least while we're above the 170 zone, let's say, we've got further upside to come. Best case scenario at the moment, up towards the top of the January trend channel at £2.70, which obviously seems to be rather ambitious at the moment. Otherwise, we've got the top of the channel that we had from November running at £2.15. Bit disappointing that we didn't get nearer to that channel top, a double top at near the £2 level, but as I said, above the top of the gap there, above the floor of the channel from last month, and we've got to go with the upside scenario, £2 plus at least initially. Moving along to a stock which has taken a long time to get its act together. We've had several false dawns, painful false dawns for Amigo Holdings, but it looks as though the shares are finally getting their act together. We had a decent close above the 50-day moving average on Thursday. Very strong weekly close there on Friday as well. That's sort of taking the shares back above that late January resistance. And the view at this stage is that at least while we're above the 50-day line at 8 pence, we could hit the top of that broadening triangle from November as high as 14 or 15 pence by the end of next month. So although we've had many false dawns, this looks like, let's say, the most convincing attempt for the shares to break higher. And the only, I suppose, the main caution here is that we've had so many times in the past when the shares have shot up and then come back with a, you know, one-day wonder type rally. So that is something to be wary of. But the good thing about the recent build-up is that we've had a sort of slow, steady build-up rather than the spike higher that we saw, spikes higher that we saw in the summer. On to more sedate price action, Contango, which has been a company which has done well for itself since the summer. Rising trend channel here, wide rising trend channel here from the summer, and that's the reason for highlighting the shares today. We've got a resistance line there from June. That's pointing as high as 21, 22 pence, so that may be a decent 3 to 6 month target. But the action at the moment is to see a weekly close above 10 pence, February intraday resistance, also intraday resistance in December. A weekly close above 10 pence could give us the start of a journey towards 20 pence plus over the next, as I said, 3 to 6 months on Contango. The other plus point here is that the floor of the rising trend channel, the rising feature on the daily chart, is at 8.16 pence at the 50-day line. So the risk-reward here seems to be quite attractive as well. Another stock which looks like it's getting its act together and after a reasonable amount of waiting is Capital Metals. The reason for including the stock today is that we've had on a weekly close basis, we had a key reversal to the upside. So breaking Thursday's low initially and then closing well above Thursday's high. And in fact, the intraday resistance of Friday back above the previous February peak as well. So key reversal off the lows tends to be a decent signal. And the view is that while we're above the 18 pence zone, we could hit the top of the rising trend channel from January at 26 pence over the next few weeks, i.e. by the end of next month. So let's see if the charting works there on Capital Metals, a stock which has been encouraging as well. In the recent past has been critical metals. Here the plus points, which I think I discussed before, are the way that we've had gaps through resistance, one in December, one in January as well, and that tends to show to indicate that there's decent momentum behind a situation. Indeed, we've already got near to the highs so far at 11 pence intraday. End of day close above 11 pence early this week should be enough to take critical metals towards 18 pence, hopefully by the end of next month. Stop loss at this stage back below the 8 and a quarter pence area, which is the 20-day moving average. Ideally, there's no sustained price action back below the initial February peak at 9 pence as a best case scenario. Moving along to a stock which has been one of the, I suppose, the pharma favourites of the last year or so. We've got 4D Pharma, and the reason for including it today is that we appear to have broken a line of resistance from October. That was running around the, I suppose, the £1.45 level. And while we're above that line, looking for further decent upside, looks obviously a line like this looks rather ambitious, up to £2.40. But after having such a long consolidation and with the price action wholly above the 200-day line since, I suppose, the end of August, this is, in theory, a very bullish situation. If you're cautious of the shares, maybe you'd wait for an end-of-day close through the initial February resistance of £1.47.5, but as we're nearly there and have already broken that resistance line from October, it looks as though one doesn't really have to be cautious here. Stop loss at this stage back below Friday's low at £1.32.5 if you're trying to hold the shares for a longer period up towards £2.40. Going on to the hourly chart time frame now, because for obvious reasons, as you'll see with MGC Pharmaceuticals. Here we've got a rising trend channel over the past week, obviously. Floor of the channel at 5.5 pence, and while we're above that, we're looking forward to a top of channel target as high as 10 pence over the next, I suppose, 2 to 4 weeks. If you're cautious on the shares, maybe you'd wait for a break of the 20 period moving average at 7 pence just to make sure that we're back on our way. But ideally here, there's no break back below 5.5 pence. 5 pence was resistance initially as well for the shares. So that kind of area to support the shares ahead of a move towards double figures seems to be appropriate. Moving on to a stock which was one of the few requested for this for today's update. The first one is Myriad, and here we've got the daily chart again. We've got the daily chart which is suggesting that we've got a rising trend channel in place for quite a while now, since May last year, for the channel at 50 pence, and while we're above that, looking towards 70 pence. The point of interest, I suppose, as well, is that we've had this extended rally without any gaps higher, which does suggest that the shares are just getting going rather than near the end of the bull run. So I tend to see gaps come in towards the end of an extended bull run, so we haven't even had that yet. So hopefully early days on the rally there. On to Novacyt, which is a requested stock, and not surprising that it has been requested. We seem to be at something of a an inflection point here at the moment. We've got the top of the channel there from, sorry, the floor of the channel there from September. That was running around the £7.60, £7.70 level. We closed, in theory, below that. We've got a bit of wiggle room down to last week's 705 support. So at least while we're above that, we've got potential for buying the dips. But below £7, I think, would abandon the prospect of not only retesting the highs, but also getting our big £16 target at the top of the rising October trend channel. But not over yet. And as you can see from the position of the 200-day moving average, we've had many support points come in for Novacyt, even when there's been or there have been bear traps or bull traps for the stock. So ideally, the shares will find support here by the time or before they reach the £7 zone. If you're looking for a momentum trigger, then Friday's high, £7.90, and end of day close above that would be a decent trigger to look for. On to another stock which is much followed at the moment, Omega Diagnostics. Here we had the great spike during the week, or last, or the, earlier this month rather, hitting £1, just shy of £1.18. But the natural resistance here looks to be towards £1, so we want to see an end of day close back above £1 to give us the bigger target here up to £1.80 at an April resistance line projection from last year. Stop loss at the moment at the 20-day moving average, so end of day close back below that. The best stop loss idea at the moment. But if you're a momentum trader, then you'd be looking for £1 to break before assuming £1.80. Pensana changed its name from, I think, Pensana Rare Earths to, or Rare Earth to Pensana on its own, but we seem to have maintained the rally in the shares. Here you can see that had a rising trend channel since the get-go for the shares in July. Very impressive rally, and breaking that January resistance line at a pound, above a pound, on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards the top of last year's trend channel. £1.40 as soon as the end of next month. Only back below the 50-day line at 93 pence. Really a negative for the shares. Stock which became hot on Friday is Rambler Metals. Here we can see that we've been bumping along the bottom for quite a while after the gap down in October, which was obviously rather painful. Clearly, you've got the possibility of just buying the lows, so put towards 0.3 pence. But the technical signal here, the best one probably would be to wait for an end of day close back above the exhaustion gap that we had last week. So the 0.341 was the top of the gap there. So an end of day close above that would be a bear exhaustion gap reversal. They tend to be very good signals, and so above that, looking for a return at least towards the top of the rising trend channel from October up to 0.65. If you're cautious of the shares, which some might be, then you'd wait for 0.37 or so, which is the January resistance line to break before pressing the technical buy button. Finishing off with Trafalgar, which I know must have upset a few people with the dive that the shares made below 0.8 in December and in January, so that was an extended bear trap. Current situation, though, with the break above the 200-day moving average is very, very strong indeed. And while we're above November resistance at 1.67 on an end-of-day close basis, we're looking towards as high as 3.5 pence at the top of that rising channel from July. So let's see if that rather optimistic target is achieved. But above 1.67, that is the potential for Trafalgar on a technical basis over the next 1 to 2 months. That's it from me today. Join me again during the week.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.